And now we'll start again, and we'll work with first with the sensation or the feeling consciousness or touch consciousness. So first though, when you first sit down, it's always good to begin by just relaxing in, going over your posture, just sort of tuning in to where you are, you're at in terms of your body and your mood and your state of mind. And really training over the years and trying to do this without a judgmental attitude, just to simply noticing the quality of right now. And then, you know, at a certain point, you start to meditate and you have a certain meditation you're going to be doing. And you have an intention that you're going to work with that. So now we're going to work with touch, using sensation as the object of the shamatha meditation. So this time when our mind wanders off, we interrupt the momentum of that chain reaction of thoughts and return our attention to sensation. And it's very, very important that this is done with kindness and light touch, and that it's not a big, serious thing that we went off and now we must come back. Really bring as much of that spaciousness and relaxation, lightness, gentleness, sense of delight into this as you can. Just noticing that we go off with sheer delight. Just simply coming back with sheer delight. So first, the sensation of your bottom touching the cushion. Let that feeling, that sensation, be the object of your meditation. And you don't really even have to say painful or relaxed or anything. Just see if you can feel it. Have a direct experience of the sensation of your bottom touching the cushion. Not thinking about your bottom touching the floor, but the sensation, a direct experiencing of the sensation. Direct non-verbal experiencing of the sensation. and feel your hands, the sensation of your hands touching your legs or touching each other. Just feel your whatever your hands are touching, a direct sensation of that, a direct felt experience, an experiencing of the sensation of your hands touching. If you have trouble feeling that sensation, you can move the hands ever so slightly. Or even just move one finger so you have an experience of sensation. Awareness, direct awareness of sensation. Now, if you haven't already done so, take your hands at this point and place them palm down on your legs, on your thighs. Can you feel the pulse in your hands or any tingling in your hands? Put your full attention on your hands. See if you can feel the pulse or a tingling in your hands. Just a direct, nonverbal experience. Can you feel anything in your arms? Can you feel the pulse in your arms or a tingling or any sensation at all in your arms, your hands and your arms? Can you feel the pulse or tingling or any sensation at all in your stomach or in your chest? Can you bring your attention to the stomach or chest area and see if there's any sensation there inside the body of a pulse or tingling, any sensation inside the body there? Almost like feeling the energy in your body, in your hands, your arms, your stomach or chest? Can you feel something there, some sensation inside the body? People are often tense in their belly. Right now, see if you can, if there's a sensation of holding or tightness in the belly, and if there is, relax that and feel that sensation of tightening and relaxing the belly. If it's tight, just see if you can relax it and just feel that sensation of relaxing the lower belly, soft belly. Sensation of relaxing the belly, just a direct, nonverbal experiencing of relaxing the belly. Can you feel the belly or the abdomen rising and falling as you breathe? Can you have a direct experience of the sensation of the rising and falling of your abdomen or your belly as you breathe in and out? Can you feel the breath moving in and out? Can you have a direct experience of the breath flowing in and out? Not watching it or thinking about it, but feeling it. Feel the sensation of the breath moving in and out. Just a direct experience of the sensation of breath moving in and out. Sometimes the breath will be deep and sometimes shallow. Whatever it is, just experience that. Just experience the breath just as it is right now, moving in and out of your body. Through your nose, through your mouth, the breath just moving in and out of your body. So this is our usual object of meditation, the breath going in and out or just out. See if you can have a direct experience. It's not a concentration, it's not a grasping, it's not a forcing, it's just very natural, open awareness to experiencing the breath going in and out, being with the breath going in and out. Rinpoche used to say, be with the breath, be one with the breath, going in and out. Experiencing the sensation of breath going in and out. Very relaxed, and then if you follow out, have been following after the momentum of the thoughts, just note that kindly, thinking, and come back again to the breath going in and out, experiencing, being with, allowing the breath as it goes in and out. Direct your attention to any pain in the body or tightness or discomfort. If there's any pain or discomfort or tightness in the body, let that be the object of your meditation. And just feeling, experiencing, giving your light but full, compassionate attention just to that spot of discomfort or tightness or pain. Let that be the object of your meditation. Not thinking about it, just feeling it. Feeling the sensation of what we call pain or tightness. Sometimes the instruction is to breathe in and out of that area. Breathe into the pain, breathe out of the pain, into the tightness, out of the tightness. But however you can, just experience it as directly as possible without the thinking. place your attention directly on that spot or that area and experience the sensation. Not my pain or me in pain, but just the sensation.
This concludes How to Meditate with Pema Chodron. Music by Nawang Ketchog, available through Sounds True. Master recordings for How to Meditate were graciously provided by Great Path Tapes. For a complete archive of Pema Chodron recordings, please visit www.gompoabbey.org. For more information on Pema Chodron's writing and teaching schedule, please also visit www.gompoabbey.org. And if you would like additional copies of this audio learning series, or to receive a complete catalog of wisdom for the inner life, please contact Sounds True, www.soundstrue.com, or call us 1-800-333-9185, or write the Sounds True catalog, P.O. Box 8010, Boulder, Colorado 80306. Thank you for listening.